I hate that.
It's got a mind of its own.
You know what I think I need? I think I need to delete the studio and make a whole new one.
Because
we've been running a lot of different things through it, so I might need a refresh.
Yeah. Maybe. Trim the fat, so to speak.
But welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I'm Love, your host, Big Country, as always, on the air.
It's me, boy.
That's right. So we probably just did the best tavern we've done.
It was a good time.
It's a really good one. It's a really, really good one. I laughed really fucking hard. If you don't know what we're talking about, stop this episode. Go listen to that one.
Now. Right now.
Right fucking now.
So tonight, dude, there's not a lack of anything to talk about.
What do you mean? What's been going on?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know?
You better ask somebody.
So, World War III, kind of.
At the doorstep, dude.
She's peeking over the horizon. Flat horizon, mind you. Glad we cleared that one up before the world got nuked. Like right before
allegedly nuked, right?
Oh, fuck. Okay. And it's just been a weird energy draining week.
Energy draining for sure, dude. Probably more so for you because, first of all, that fucking video, that screen record that you sent me. Dude, that is insane, dude.
Insane, bro.
I was watching it going, dude, did this fucking really happen?
Yeah.
That's wild to me, dude. And because of engagements like that with people like that, that shit just fucking sucks it out of you, right? And it's funny because, you know, we'll get into it, but when this first popped off, my wife's like, I can't believe like what they're doing to Israel. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. So we, you know, come in here and and I explained to her, I'm like, listen, I'm not saying like I do not support Hamas. I fucking think they're trash. But I was like, let's get some things straight. There's historical precedence for all of this shit that's happening right now. And so fucking I lay it all out for her, you know, and she's like, oh fuck. So like, who's the good guy? I go, neither one.
And there's no,
they're both giant piles of shit that have no problem. I said more so with, you know, the IDF and Mossad, because we've seen that live on camera.
Yep.
You know, several times throughout conflicts with Gaza, you know, so it's very strange that they're deploying people to reach out to other people and telling them like, hey, get ahead of it. Here's what you got to do. Tell people, I'm going to tell you the story and then you just repeat it.
Bro, it's this is Edward Bernays, right? This is dropping leaflets from airplanes before you get invaded.
Yeah. That's it, dude. That's I never thought of it that way, but that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what this is.
Dude.
And then it just went like south. So if you're in succession, because I did a show about that live.
Yeah.
And it didn't go out on the main channel yet. But if you're listening to this, you've already listened to that one because that one's going to come first.
Yeah.
So the weird thing was there was propaganda on both sides because I was getting 100% stuff sent to me from somebody who was pro-Palestinian who had no pictures but followers, and they were following people.
Oh, so this is so you got reached out to by a pro-Palestinian.
Yeah.
Now, hold on.
Felt like a bot account.
But before we go any further, I want to make the distinction between pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas.
Correct.
Okay. Pro-Palestinian is far different. There are Christians in Palestine. The majority of Palestinians are Muslim. They do chant death to America.
Yeah.
But does that mean that the Israelis have the right to just kick in the door and start blasting families like in prayer? Absolutely not. And vice versa, right?
Yeah, both ways.
But pro-Hamas and pro-Palestine, I think, are two different distinctions.
Right. And I've seen the gradual transition of Hamas must die, Hamas must die, Hamas, Palestine. Hell, they're just like slowly starting to mix it in.
Yes.
Which is why they're justifying Israel invading Gaza.
Yeah.
Like full military takeover.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And not only that, but like, yes, they are being allegedly, I've seen pictures and photos. One of my coworkers, he had mentioned, hey, some of these videos, I swear I've seen them before. And we're starting to see that shit, right? Where people are like, nope. And Twitter's doing a pretty good job of being like, nope, this picture was taken at this date, fact-checking people in real time. And we saw that with Ben Shapiro and the fucking decapitated babies. What a
piece of shit, dude.
But, dude, the thing that is, like, the most wild to me, because I expected everybody to be like, yeah, fucking fuck Palestine, right?
Yeah.
And but now they're launching rockets like blindly into Syria and Lebanon. Fucking Obama's done that countless times, right? With zero regard for civilian lives. I didn't condone it when he did it. I don't condone it when Israel does it. Yeah, they're taking on fire from that position. But to just I know there's neighborhoods over there and probably a school, but fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure, it is kind of a human shield type situation. That shit's super delicate. I'm not a general. I'm just giving my opinion, right?
Right.
But like I said, we've seen countless videos and interviews with former IDF soldiers who took pleasure in fucking killing men, women, and children in Palestine when they first fucking marched into Gaza. And they openly talk about war crimes that they committed and how much joy they got in, how many fucking goyims they killed and can't keep count. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that they're shit
super is racist, dude.
Super racist, dude. And that shit was, I was like shocked to hear that because I know like when you hear shit about GIs doing wild shit in Vietnam or Marines pissing on dead bodies, like those guys got the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And these guys are just, they're like, yeah, we were told just to not talk about it. So like, I won't say any more about all the people we set on fire with flamethrowers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the weird thing is there's so much open support of specifically that.
Yes.
Like with the
Crowder.
Yeah, like the so-called conservatives, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are all of a sudden saying, no ceasefire, take them all out.
Kill everyone.
Yeah. Like
when Ben eliminate generations.
Yeah. And Ben Shapiro, when he said that, like, here, you want proof of the dead Israeli babies, you Jew hater?
Yeah. That's
every drop of blood spilt in Palestine is for Hamas. Is for Hamas. It's Hamas's fault.
No.
That's what he said. And then the image was fucking fake.
Yeah, it was fake. It was actually of a very much alive puppy that someone altered to make look like it was burnt to a crisp, right? So that thing's already unrecognizable, right? And then they found out that it was fucking AI generated. And people had already shared it a million fucking times since then, right? And nobody has... You had Biden on stage at a press conference saying that he confirmed those photos.
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't, because even Israel didn't. You know what Israel's response was when they were asked to show journalist proof? They said, that's so disrespectful to the dead.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that you would do that to those victims. This is worse. First of all, they're also in the same breath going, this is worse than the Holocaust. But you told me 6 million people died.
Womp, womp,
and, you're, and womp. Now you're telling me
I have
that.
A sound effect for that.
And then on top of that, you weren't invaded by an army. You were invaded by a radical group of Islamic terrorists.
That your secret intelligence helped start.
They're ISIS. Like, you started this. And then they got mad, right? And it's the same shit, dude. We created ISIS, and they created Hamas. And now they're fucking like, nope, coming back. And for some reason, the most complicated intelligence apparatus in the world got fucking run over by a bunch of dudes on paragliders. You had a whole entire fucking military outpost overran, and all the soldiers allegedly killed in their sleep. You had the International Music Festival, which was moved locations in fucking less than 24 hours. You had the entire country ready to revolt against their government because of how they were being treated. And they ignored warnings from the United States that we ended up finding out. They ignored intelligence from Egypt. And I know that they knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. But they stood down, they let it go full 9/11, and now Netanyahu has the entire country under his control because of all these emergency actions. So he squashed the fucking potential civil war they were going to have, and he's getting the whole entire world to rally around him to fight all of these, what they are calling, Nazis. And it's like, dude, let's just dust off the old playbook. No one remembers that. Most of these grandparents or great grandparents are dead, right? Let's just dust that off.
And the thing is, I remember you said it on the show that we did with Chef.
Yeah.
They have a word. They have a stop sign word.
It's a safe word.
It's a safe word.
Yeah.
So they're going to do whatever they want. And then when they get called out, they just go, ah, Holocaust.
Yeah, but dude, Shapiro is like unhinged right now, to say the least, dude.
To say the least.
Crowder, Candace Owens, like the shit they're calling for.
Charlie Kirk.
But Charlie Kirk is kind of understanding it a little bit, right? Because there's a video of him talking about there's no way that the Israelis knew this wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because at first he was very much, they have the right to defend themselves. Sure they do. But the right to commit outright war crimes, we saw them using white phosphorus. Like they're indiscriminately like, hey, evacuate. You guys got 24 hours. 10 hours later, fucking bombing where they told everyone to evacuate. You know what I mean? We're watching them commit like real life war crimes.
And everyone's championing it.
And everyone's behind it. And and then you have all of these conservative influencers who are telling you men, women, children, schools, hospitals, doesn't matter. Glass it all.
Yeah. Because you don't touch
You the don't Jews. Fuck with Jews. Right. And that's the thing. It's like, dude, you're not understanding. You have Hasidic Jews in New York. In droves, the entire community is protesting Israel. Everyone that lived in Israel was protesting Israel for the shit that they're doing. And the citizens had it with the government, and they were getting ready to take that bitch over. So this is a win-win for Netanyahu, right?
And the Khazarians.
Yeah, and the Khazarians, who just made $8 billion.
Oh, see, this is why, like, I think a lot of people have been out of shape, right?
Yeah.
So, and I told you, it's weird, man. It's weird how things align. It's weird the research that we started doing like a year ago kind of led us to be able to have this conversation, I think.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're to say to somebody that studies have been done, right, that the Ashkenazi Jew, which is the predominance of the Jewish in Israel, right? And around the world, but in Israel. Yeah. And then you have like Hasidic Jews. But to me, that doesn't make any difference, because if you're telling me the original Hebrews, okay, look like me with some curls
yeah,
in the Middle fucking East,
yeah, surrounded by brown people everywhere.
Yeah. I'm gonna say you're not reading the same stuff we are.
Yeah. Well, dude, and it's good that you bring that up because, you know, when the Khazarians went to settle Israel, you know, and take that from, you know, they make a big fucking deal here. This was Native American land. This was Mexican land. This was that. Well, fuck, dude, that was Hebrew land, like true Hebrews, right? There's still a good amount of them that live in Israel, but you know what the Israelis call them now instead of Hebrews? They used to be called Black Hebrews or African Hebrews. Now they're called African Palestinians, and it's like, yeah, they're just here, but their lineage, their roots in that region run far deeper than these Khazarians, and they still have to go around and teach, you know, their teachings, but to like smaller groups. Now, mind you, Israel, not long ago, they had two bills on their docket, and both of those bills were essentially outlawing Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
One was you were not allowed to display the cross with Jesus Christ, and the other one was you cannot preach your religion to someone who is not that religion already. So you can't try and convert anybody from any other religion to Christianity. Right. If you were busted doing that, you could spend up to 2 years in prison, and who knows what else they might fucking do to you. Now, there was a huge outcry from the Christian community, and Netanyahu was like, no, me and Christians are tight. It's not going to pass, right? So the two guys that wrote that bill or those bills, they were like, no, listen, we love Christians, okay? We have nothing against them. They're great people, but we have to like put these bills through and basically like gauge the room, right? Because we just kind of want to know what's going on. And so people are like, oh, gotcha. Because if you're like, hey, that's really fucked up what you guys are doing, they're going to be like, yeah, but Holocaust. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah. So you're like, God damn it. I'm such a piece of shit.
Holocaust. We're going to get in a lot of trouble, I think, for this one.
Probably.
Which is weird. Why?
Because you can't. It's fucking hot button, dude. You know, so, but it's very, I mean, if we could just go back and edit out every time we say the H word, right? Or play that sound.
We shouldn't have even said the word.
Yeah. Is it too late sound to go back?
This happened last Thursday, so who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all fucking brand new, so who cares? But yeah, dude, they've kind of, they're being extremely not racist, but they do not want you to practice anything but Christianity or but fucking
Judaism.
Judaism. Now,
or Judaism.
They want that. They want you to do that as much as Hamas wants you to be Islamic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have, and both of them are saying that their religious text says to destroy each other.
Yeah.
And that's the part that people are glossing over when it comes to the teachings of Israel's religion and the teaching of Palestine's religion. Yes, Islam is an extremely violent and unforgiving religion.
Yep.
It's all preached on, in my opinion, it's all preached on violence and hate, mm-hmm. right? And then you have these people saying, all these goyims, we have to kill them all. You know, goyim basically just means like dirt, like less than,
yeah.
You know? And that's a fucking, as bad as the N-word, I would guess, right? Can't just roll up to some fucking some Islamic dude and call him a goyim. Might catch hands on sight or a fucking quick ring of that cell phone and bang bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people are glossing over that shit when it comes to Israel. And just because you question Israel and their motives doesn't mean you're questioning their religion. Israel is also a place where people live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can separate that, and there are Israelis who do not agree with what their government is doing.
Yeah, it's, and see, here's the thing though, is I think that's on the surface. Like that's for us.
Yeah.
To sit there and have that debate because we live in the arena with the gladiators. Right? Yeah.
100%.
So if you look at it from that perspective, I understand all that for sure.
Yeah.
But I still look at it from like the bigger picture of like, this was always going to be the plan at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, they wrote about it in 1871 with Albert Pike.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone's check cashed at the exact same time.
100%. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now they've got the opinions on the left and the right helping them in the United States. And then this is what sparked that whole, because I went live the day that it happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about earlier about that screen share that I did. So I was on like not even our show's Instagram. I was on my personal one.
Yeah.
And I saw all that shit with Ben Shapiro. So I went on there and I said, at Ben Shapiro, did you share a fake photo of an AI-generated dead Israeli babies? And it got like 4,000 likes.
Damn.
And launched like a 500 comment section.
Yeah.
And I was like schooling some of these fools, right?
Yeah, well, because it's all just emotional topsoil, basically.
It is. It is. And then some people were like, damn, this dude knows his shit. And I'm like, well, listen, I'm not here to like cause strife, but when you have a person that has 6 million followers, right? Bots or not.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just say 50% of them are real people. It's still 3 million people that follow somebody like him, like a personality.
Right.
And tune into what he says and supports what he says.
Right.
Because he was always right about the blue-haired people.
Yeah.
The, you know,
yeah,
the,
you like him shutting down liberals in colleges, you know what I mean?
Right, because you're still stuck in that spectrum of political alignment,
right?
It's still a big deal for someone like that to be openly lying about this and then calling somebody that if you didn't agree that it was real, that you're a Jew hater.
Yes. Right. that right there is that's part of the safe word, right?
Yeah.
You cannot question that. Yeah, you cannot question that. You know what I mean? But, and this is the crazy part, because he always talks about like, why can't we have the conversation about why there's only two genders? Why can't we have the conversation about why Black Lives Matter is terrible for the Black community? He wants to have all these conversations, except for when it comes to something as disturbing as claiming that babies have been decapitated by the enemy. And you have photographic proof. Well, someone says, we should confirm this before we take drastic action. And they go, if you want proof, you're a Jew hater. And you're like, hold up, dude. I'm not comfortable with laying my life down unless I can confirm this. You know what I mean?
I feel like I was almost like sexually violated when... Like the way that you described that,
right?
Like I feel like I need to, call the sheriff.
Yeah, hello. And but that's what it is, dude. It's like, you hold on. You want me to show you? You're like, well, yeah. Like I know it's fucked up, but I should like you should share that info with the world. What better way? If you really wanted everyone's backing, what better way than to go, I'm going to release some disturbing shit to the news. Everyone needs to know what the fuck's going on here. I want the world to see it. Instead, they're like, I can't believe you would even ask.
Yeah.
How dare you?
You dirty, dirty Jew hater.
My great grandmother. And you're like, all right, dude. Okay. I'm not saying that.
My family didn't survive the. So you could sit here and deny it, you scumbag.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, who's denying what at this point?
Yeah.
Because I want to see proof of that. If you're saying that that one photo is supposed to call to arms everyone in the world because of how disturbing it is, and you want me to send my sons and daughters to die, I need proof, dude. I need verified proof. I don't need some fucking conservative influencer to try and convince me online when... the program he's sending it through already checked his ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how much more of this bullshit from you can I believe when you're willing to either doctor the photo yourself, have your team doctor the photo, or you just found it online and ran with it?
Yeah.
Either way, you're supposed to be this you know, level-headed, logical thinking figure, but now it's an emotional reaction, and it seems like Shapiro, Owens, and Crowder are always linked together, whether it's through controversy
and Kirk.
Kirk. But it's like all of this is like the Avengers of the conservative realm. Yeah. Right? Yes, they say a lot of cool shit, right? They make a lot of great points, but these people are not shining examples of who we need. You know what I mean? Right. Crowder likes to be the fucking man's man. I wear my holster on my show. I do jujitsu. I
said the same thing, dude.
Like he wants to be fucking, you know, Laura Croft. I don't know. But it's like to the point now where it's a fucking bit. Like,
but also treats his wife like shit.
Yeah.
Like that video came out, right?
Yeah.
Remember the thing that you despise?
Yeah.
You were doing?
Well, exactly. You know what I mean? And like, sure, he's funny, you know, but like, that's it. On the surface, you know, you get that. You don't know what kind of person he is. I don't know what kind of person Candace Owens is. You could clearly see what kind of person Ben Shapiro is.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not going to give an inch to anybody on this topic.
Yeah.
Why not? You wanted to have conversations about everything else. Why can't we clear up what the government is doing? No one's saying Jews are bad. Everyone's saying what their government is doing is terrible. It's the same shit that the American people have been saying about their own government for the past fucking 20 years, dude.
Yeah.
And now, like, no one wants to talk about that. It's allowed for your country to be a pile of shit and your people and your religion to be great.
Yeah.
That's all anyone is saying. Let's question all of that shit.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting, too, is I almost kind of, because I've never been to the fucking Middle East, thank God. I've never been to Palestine or anything like that, but I kind of wonder if Palestine is a little bit different than what we've been shown.
I'm sure.
They're getting that same message of take up arms and be prepared.
Well, I'm sure they're coming,
you know,
And who knows what kind of, you know, propaganda they're pumping out, because I'm sure they're seeing, and this is something that I've wondered for a long time. Like, do they show videos of groups of American going like, kill Islam, you know what I mean? Just like we see videos of them chanting death to America. And I'm not saying that they don't chant that, but I'm just wondering, like, do they show them shit of American citizens doing that to get them even more riled up?
Oh,
just
yeah,
as propaganda. You know what I mean?
It's just like I said in my book, man, you're just moving pawn pieces.
Yeah.
You're just moving pawn pieces.
You know what I mean? So who knows how we already know the rest of the world views Americans as fucking dogs, right? For the most part. Especially when it comes to the Middle East. Like, they're just fucking grimy Americans. They think they know everything. They love cheeseburgers, whatever, right?
Football.
Yeah. I made cheeseburgers last night, and they're pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
And I watch football all day, most of the day. Anyways, it was great. But, like, that's my biggest thing is they're able to drive that kind of divide here in our own country between our own citizens. So who knows what the fucking propaganda machine is pumping out for other citizens of the world to see us? Because I think, at least I would like to think optimistically, that we are the majority, the silent majority of people who are going, dude, fuck Israel, fuck Palestine, fuck Iran, fuck Russia, Ukraine, China, shut it all down. Bring all of our boats back. Let's figure out our shit here. And we'll just check in every now and again, see how everything's going. We're going to stop sending them money. We're going to stop sending them aid. Let's fucking clean up home, because they're going to shut down our oil. The president's already fucking emptied our reserves. So we have
weird timing,
right?
Before they test the emergency broadcast system.
Right before they test the emergency broadcast system. Right before they send all of our fucking ships, planes, boats, aircraft carriers all out to fucking war, which all of that reserved fuel was for. And now here we are. They've orchestrated this shit perfectly. We could shut that all down by going, nah, we're not playing. Take our boats, go home, start drilling for oil here, refine our own shit, drop the fucking price of everything by fucking manufacturing everything back in our country like it used to be, and just be fucking recluse for a minute. You know what I mean? But they can't let it go, dude. They need the money. They need the power. All of these fucking congressmen and representatives and senators, they've already bought their war stocks, dude.
Yeah.
They're ready to fucking get paid. And nothing will ever, their kids will not go to fight this war.
Well, you know what you know what you sound like of your idea of what we need to do.
Yeah.
Right. It's exactly what Germany did.
Yeah.
From 1929 to 45.
Yeah.
Right? They were reclusive. They did their own thing. They
yeah. made Russia's doing it.
Yeah. Russia's doing it.
Yeah.
And doing well.
Yeah.
Now, but again, like, you have to ask still in a situation like this of like, how much of like this is organically happening, right? Or they're just moving the pieces the way they want to try to escalate whatever it is their plan is, right? Like the, I'm talking the people who are playing the chess game.
Yeah. Not us, not people.
Fucking lizards, guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think about it, and I think, like, okay, so when I think about, like, World War II, right, the pieces that led to us to get into World War II, the United States, anyways.
Right.
Right? They had all the propaganda. You had the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
They knew about it, let it happen, one of the two.
Right.
Right. We needed to convince the pawns. Like, these are the mid-level pieces making these decisions for the pawns, because without the pawn support, it's not going to work.
Exactly.
Because there's still more of them than us if they are than them. Right?
Yep.
But those are the pieces that are in front of the king and queen. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're the ones meant to take the fucking slings and arrows.
Right. And then those are not even the people playing the game.
Mm-mm. No, yeah, exactly. The king and queen aren't even the ones on the, like, they're being controlled as well. They're just a higher level of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, kings and queens, you'd have actual kings and queens or fucking presidents. Uh-huh. And here we are.
Politicians, CEOs, you can throw them up there. All those kinds of peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's making the calls above that. Someone's making the calls probably above that.
Mm-hmm.
Who know how far it goes, right? But if you look at history and, like, let's just say biblical like prophecies, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between it being fulfilled prophetically or it being forced to fulfill by you believing that you've filled all the steps.
Right. Okay.
And this is why, like, with the
right.
Okay. They already knew the number before any investigation was done.
Right.
Because in their ancient text, it says none of you can come home until 6 million of you are gone.
Yeah.
That's where that number came from. Now you can sit there and say I'm lying or I'm a Jew hater or a Nazi, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But it's in there. I'm not making that part up.
Right.
Right. But the people who infiltrated that group are not Hebrew, as we talked about earlier. They are the Khazarians who came from South Russia, who were also part of the Bolsheviks.
Yeah.
Who started the Russian Revolution with communism. And that's why after Germany lost the Second World War, and the Balfour Declaration, they got to establish their homeland where Palestine is.
Yeah.
So Israel invaded Palestine, and they just snuck a fast one by the world.
Yeah.
With being, oh, woe is them. So they actually commit open genocide in Palestine. And because just shortly before that, the... So it's like they get a free pass to do what they want. So, like, they found the religion to infiltrate.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then who knows what family that is even, like, who are the Khazarians' great grand ancestors.
Yeah, what's the great grandsisters? what's the old blood? You know what
yeah,
I
the
mean?
Old what's the old blood?
Exactly. And it's wild because I never thought of it that way, the way you just put it. Like, these people just found the loophole.
Yeah.
And then we're like, no, we're gonna go kick them out so we can fucking overtake this timeline of theirs, right? Yeah. This biblical timeline of theirs, and do that shit our way so we can fucking be Gucci. Everyone will love us, you know what I mean?
Dude, maybe it's like the fallen angels trying to get back to heaven.
God damn it, dude. Not now. Not now.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, well, dude, and I told you earlier, I said, you know, I wish that we were able to see, you know, all of the books of the Bible. We know that there's plenty missing. The obviously the most famous one that is missing that you can still read today is the Book of Enoch. But
who knows how complete that is?
Exactly. And you know, sure, people always say, well, if you know history is fake, then why would you believe the Bible? You know, that's where faith comes in. Okay. I think it's super weird that there is an ancient book called the Bible where it basically lays out a lot of shit that's happening now. And I think everything that we would need to fill in the gaps is in a missing book. All those fucking missing books are probably in the Vatican somewhere, never to see the light of day.
Well, and this is, but I would say it's, there's even more than just faith there, because the way I look at it too is, it's not even necessarily like our religion's right over your religion, because that book in its original form had nothing to do with a religion.
Right.
So we know that it's been manipulated.
Exactly.
Like, we will not deny that. That's the Council of Nicaea was that for that purpose.
Yeah. And then we can go back to the Holy Roman Empire if you want after all.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Because we don't do triangles. You know what I mean? Because triangle has corner.
Triangle had corner.
Is, damn, I totally lost my train of thought.
So you're talking about basically this goes back to, like, you can't trust the Bible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like, we can't trust the Bible because we know it's been manipulated, right? The Council of Nicaea, that's all admitted. We know that, right? They know they took the Enoch out. We found Enoch. It was supposed to be there, right? So they're like, they like to, focus on the stuff they took out about being possibly true, right? But then the question is, why would they edit a book that's 100% fake?
Right. Good point. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's so widespread at this point that people are going to know about it and believe it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we could say that it never existed or the whole thing was fake.
Yeah.
Because you're still dealing with eyewitnesses, and some of these dudes are still alive,
right?
You know, so but yeah, the question is why would you alter something that you know to be fake?
That's a good point. True.
And then of course they introduce religion, which is man-made and is used to control people.
Which is strange to me, because if you read the Bible, there's nothing about, like, you have to go to church. You have to fucking sit in these pews and fucking stand up, sit down. You know, everyone gets a Martin Luther King fan. Make sure you fucking tithe. Like, that, that's not, you know, none of that is like, when people say, are you a good Christian? Do you go to church and do this? That's not what made you a good Christian ever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Living the Christian way throughout your entire life and not just showing up on Sunday is what makes you that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to fucking walk the walk. And so it's like you said,
knowing God's law.
Exactly. And it's been weaponized at this point. Every single mainstream religion has.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think people are kind of like, if you are Christian or like Chef, you know, kind of rediscovering it, I'm sure in his own way, he's going to apply the things that he can feel are true from the Bible.
Right.
Into his lifestyle. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't go to church ever because I it's not needed. You know what I mean? And the Bible tells you as much. So people living by it a different way, which is fine if that's what gives them peace of mind or whatever. But this is how we get issues like the Quran, the original text of the Quran, was not kill every Jew in America. Right? Yeah. That changed, altered, and hijacked.
Yeah.
And now we see, like, you fucking slaughter every infidel that you can, Islam's going to blanket the earth. That's not its original text.
You know?
Every single religion, their original text, unless it's been made up after my grandfather was born.
like Scientology.
Scientology. We know for a fact, like, those are made up. We saw them get made up on the spot. Yeah. Everything else, like.
And when they die, no spaceships.
No Xenu, no volcano spitting out semen or whatever the fuck happens.
Frozen aliens.
Yeah. But every religion has an older text, right? A more ancient text. And all of them are so just, I guess the best way to describe it is spiritual, right?
Yeah.
And connection.
I would say it's also very uniformal up until a certain point. Like,
yes.
Almost every ancient text has a depiction of the flat earth with a dome, mm-hmm. with a creator, with giants, with whatever. With
realms.
Right? With realms, all that stuff. Yeah.
Multiple deities that have certain functions, and then the all god, you know?
Yeah, and then it just, from there it was like, all right, but you, like this group in this, like five of you, raise your hand. Okay, you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So same concept, except there's this fat guy, his name is Buddha, and he could like levitate and some shit.
Yeah.
And you guys just got to go work on that. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, right. Group project.
Yeah. All right, group number two over here. I'm going to need curls on the side. Yeah,
lots of curls. Lots of curls.
You guys,
we
there's
love
certain
money.
There's there's certain things you can eat, certain things you cannot eat. Specifically, it says here, chapter. Yep, don't eat that. This, we're going kind of off of this playbook right now.
Yeah, this is for you.
This is for you. Yeah.
Oh nope. Switch. We got to mix up. Yeah. You like pork? You don't.
Yeah. Oh, you in the back? Yeah, you're a little too dark for this one. I need you to go ahead and
get up here.
Step right up here. I've got a great click-clucking group right over here for you, sir. He's like, oh, fuck, man.
Your dicks are going to be big enough to tie to your chest, though, so. All right, tight, I'm in.
No complaints here.
The Jews are like, fuck.
All I got was a big nose.
Oh, come on.
But actually, ironically enough, that is some of those traits.
Yeah.
If you go back not too far, it's because of inbreeding.
Mm. Well, the Khazarians were about that, like in the highborn.
Yeah.
It's been that way.
Bloodline of the great, great sisters.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the great grandsisters.
That's like a Theo Von line, dude.
The great grandsisters. So I'm happy it's recorded because I'm going to forget that word tomorrow. You know what I mean? but it's been like that. Fucking Queen Elizabeth, even, you know, before she convinced everyone that she was British, back when they were German, it was inbreeding. That's why they all look fucking weird. And they all have like King Charles has fucking Mickey Mouse hands. You know what I mean? Because his genetics are terrible. Fucking kings and queens did it, you know, these highborn bloodlines do it. The Rockefellers, I'm sure, allegedly, may or may not fucking smash inbreed together, because at that height, right, at that level of the game, you're beyond the kings and queens on the board. You don't want to let an outsider in. You know what I mean? Like, they're thinking to themselves.
Shout out Princess Diana.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Something that brown man knock, yep.
Yeah, which was part of the reason why they...
Emma Bennett, go and ask it. That's probably what the queen was listening to when she was
I'm sure.
Execute order number 66.
Nice pull.
Thank you.
But yeah, dude, 100%. That's how they used to fucking keep the bloodline pure, dude. They don't want anybody infecting that fucking gene pool. And in their view, this is what needs to be done in order to further their family. I mean, at a certain point, they're all just going to be super retarded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if we just fucking wait them out, dude, let's give them like another 6 or 7 generations.
Yeah.
And we got them.
Dude, that's probably what Hitler's saying in his grave right now. I was trying to tell you. I just wanted to fuck the ones that look like me. At least I know I was safe.
But I'm telling you, dude, like, it's like, it's pretty fucking jarring to think about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That there's literally a handful, whether you believe the 13 families, whether you believe like the fucking Gang of Nine type deal, whatever it is, even if it's the Bilderberg group and there's a fucking hall full of, you know, hundreds of people going, yeah, fuck it. Let's just destroy America today.
Yeah.
Like, that is disturbing because we are truly not in control of the fate of our world.
The flat plane that we live on that we call it.
Yes, that place. I mean, we're in control of the things immediately around us, right? Our as much as control and of our family as we can be, our actions, the things we will or won't do. But overall, dude, we're at the whim of these fucking shadow people.
Yeah.
And the choices they make, dude. Mm-hmm. And even though the news is telling you right now, back Israel at all costs, fuck Hamas, kill everyone, there are people in Israel who are going, we have to fucking stand down.
Yeah.
We got to think about what the fuck's going on because these people are steering the ship and we do not want the ship to go there.
Yeah.
There are people in Palestine saying the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's defending these fucking entities, these fucking poison apples that truly do not give a fuck about their citizens or anybody else, but they're over here proudly supporting them. Like, you're not going to get a badge of honor, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get a trophy for backing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. It's so weird, man, because that you say that. It's like I saw it. Now that you think about it, I don't know if you saw this a lot too. And I know it's based on algorithm and stuff, but I started seeing like a lot of Instagram short videos, you know, like the 30-second reels or whatever, the 1-minute reels of like different videos of people vanishing.
Right? Yeah, because like I sent you a couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was waiting because I honestly, what I thought it was going to be something for a new movie coming out. Like I thought this
it
was
looks like
an
a trailer.
Ad,
yeah, it looks
or
like a
for a video game or something.
And I see that and I'm like, this is and then they're like, people are like, yeah, I don't know where this is happening at, but we're living in the end times. That was real. Like that's how they were commenting. And people were sharing it and some people I know personally were sharing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, hold on. Stop. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, first of all, you know that's not real.
Right.
It's not in the book. The same book that we all read, that's not in there.
No.
And if you can't see that, like, I feel like you're in a cult.
Yeah, dude. And you know, on a lot of those videos I was watching, you know, going to the comments, I hardly comment on this shit because I just don't have the fucking energy to deal with people. Trolls, whatever. But people in the comments are like, how are you going to call yourself a believer when you don't even know the scripture?
Mm-hmm.
This does not happen at any point in time. And, oh, you can't say blah, blah, blah. He's coming back, you know. But now that you had brought up the fact that maybe someone is trying to hijack these religious timelines in order to hit these points to be like, now we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Starts to make sense, especially because, you know, a lot of pages, I'm sure, same ones you follow, most of them are very end times. This is happening. This is biblical. Yeah. And do not get me wrong, there are a lot of things described in the Bible that are happening. But like you said, now we need to be more aware of people who have already hijacked this religion for financial gain, hijacking this religion in a time of fear. Just to get you at a certain point, they're going to be like, it's going to happen. So what you need to do is relinquish all of your assets, all of your money. This is going to pay your way into heaven, and you're going to see it.
Yeah.
Fucking dudes like Joel Osteen, we talked about with Chef last week, are going to end up being those types of people. I'm going to shepherd you into fucking paradise.
Yeah. Just go ahead. Give me all your donation.
Yeah.
Right now.
Go ahead. Call in right now. Call in.
It's for God. He wants you. He's calling you.
Yeah.
Like, but
he's calling you.
But the thing is, though, is there, like you were talking about, there is things that are prophesied that are happening, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The drying up of the Euphrates, I don't believe is man-made. No.
There's something, God damn it, I can't remember the article I was reading, but there's a dam upstream that they had fucking placed there for some sort of repairs to something. Now, you can take it however you want it. Is it truly the drying up of the Euphrates?
Uh-huh.
Technically, it is dried up. You know what I mean? But it's like, where's the page that says they had to make repairs to a couple piers or whatever it is? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just got to be careful with what you do. And I almost feel like we're the reasonable ones for some.
But you have to be.
Yeah.
Like at this point in time, dude, this stage in the game, like you have to be reasonable. Because you start to understand how delicate everything is around you. Like, you still have to be truthful about everything, no matter how shitty it is.
Yeah.
And you still have to be logical and reasonable. And for people to react so emotionally to a point where they're willing to fucking destroy generations of people, like you said, full on genocide.
Uh-huh.
That's not reasonable, dude. And I got to step back from that group to start asking real questions, because a knee-jerk reaction like that, I don't want to have deaths like that on the back of my mind. If I'm supporting either side and they're freely going out and killing children, no matter which side it is doing it, how could you have that rest on your conscience knowing you felt okay with that happening? Yeah. Because someone over there feels the same way about us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
And they're just sprinkling it on them because they're going to try to pull their last card here any day. I think it's fucking Project Bluebeam. They might hit us with all of it. Fucking here comes the fake Jesus and aliens like all at once.
Yep.
Everyone gets put into smart cities after the world is destroyed.
Yeah.
Boom.
Who knows?
Then there's a battle in heaven.
Let's go. I want tickets to that.
Two tickets to paradise. I do want to say, man, I've seen a lot of strange stuff on Instagram today. Talking about people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Finger quotes here. Talking about, oh, look at all the Nazi lovers coming out. And I was like, whoa, hey, hold on. I think you're talking about certain people.
Yeah.
And not that long ago, we were having a discussion about, is the story of World War II actually true?
Yeah.
Are those people who are really who they say that they, you said they were? Are they those guys?
100%.
And we are having that conversation, and now it's like, oh, look at all the Nazi lovers.
Well, dude, and I mean, if you've made it this far into the show, you understand that we're not anti-Semitic, we're not anti-Jew.
No.
You know, because if that's the case,
they're not Jewish, technically.
Yeah. If that's the case, all those Jews in New York, all those Jews in Israel who are saying, fucking stand down, our government is doing some terrible shit to people right now. They can't be Jews and Nazis. You know what I mean? This has nothing to do with Jewish people. This has everything to do with the state of Israel, who are committing atrocities in the name of Jewish people.
Yeah.
And in the heartbreak that they've manufactured for these Jewish people. Right? If the people are telling you, no, we're good, there's another conversation needs to be had. So just because someone is questioning Israel, does not make you anti-Semitic or a Nazi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They did the, remember, what was it, like 5-6 years after 9/11 when Islamophobe was a thing?
Yeah.
Right? And it was like, anytime a brown person got punched in the face, they were like, Islamophobe. It was like, no, that guy fucking touched my wife's ass, so I punched him in the mouth. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like watching fucking 21 Jump Street with Jonah Hill and and they punch that black dude in the face.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can't believe you just committed a hate crime. And he's like, I didn't hit him because he's black. And he's like, oh, you hit me because I'm gay?
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't know that. I hit you and then you were black and gay. You know what I mean? Like, that's where people need to fucking chill with the Nazi and the this and that. If you're being a fascist, you're a Nazi all day long. But if you're questioning a Jew, you're not a Nazi.
Yeah.
You just want some fucking answers. So if I'm a Jew hater, put me with all the other Jews that want the same answers to the same questions.
Yeah. And you know, it would be really
work it out.
Interesting is if like they were to do like a DNA test of the quote unquote Israelites in Israel, Israelis. They don't call them Israelites anymore.
Right. Weird.
So all the Israelis who say, hey, we need to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
How much of their blood is still of the original Hebrews? And they're probably darker too.
Yeah, you might get some. But like I said, dude, I'll see if I can find that video. It was very interesting about who, what they're calling Afro-Palestinians now, right? Or Afro-Hebrews. It's weird that they showed up and then gave them that label and then tried to diminish them and make them less than. You know what I mean? And like I said, everybody wants to make a big deal about fucking Thanksgiving, the Redskins, the land we live on. Like, they tell you this was taken from them.
Yeah, okay, but who did you take it from?
Exactly. Listen, dude, that's how the world grew, okay? Sure, it sucked, but if we're going to get into the discussion about the history of, then there's things that need to be addressed, right? So we need to address where the Khazarians came from and how they settled there. All that information is there. It's easy to fucking find. And it doesn't mean that you fucking hate Jews. You know what I mean? It means I'm following the route of these Southern Russians who ended up fucking getting displaced. And then they were like, oh, we'll send them to fucking Madagascar. Nope. Let's send them to fucking Palestine. No, this is where we live. You know what I mean? And then you can go through and talk about all the peace accords and the borders that Israel denied. Palestine said, hey, pre-war, let's do up these borders pre-war. We think that's fair. And after that, like, we're cool. And America and Israel said, go fuck yourself. We're not going to do it. Now we're here. Okay, first of all, America needs to keep their fucking nose out of things that are happening on the other side of this fucking planet.
Planet.
Because, you know what I mean. But that's the issue, dude. Like, we don't have a dog over there. And if clearly we do, because for some reason we're beholden to fucking the state of Israel.
That's our owner. We're the dog.
Yeah, we're beholden to them. We're beholden to we have to. You know what I mean? And I want to know why. Everybody should be asking why instead of, okay, well, let's go do it. No, dude, I'm sick of being their fucking pinch hitter. They have zero GDP except for intelligence and terrorism.
Yeah.
Their entire military is built of fucking F-16s that were made in America.
IT.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And everything that they have to defend themselves is because of us or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's insane to me to think that that's fucking okay in people's head. Nobody wants to ask a question about that.
Yeah.
Why do we send Israel pallets and pallets of billions of dollars every year? There are people who think that $8 billion we sent them is the first billions of dollars that we've ever sent them.
Yeah.
Obama sent like $13 billion the night he left office. Cash. Yeah. Why?
Thanks for looking the other way.
Yeah, why do we have presidents going there and sucking the Wailing Wall's dick? You know what I mean? Wearing yarmulkes. Why do we have governors going over there to sign bills for their states?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to ask those questions because
making
if you
it illegal in Florida. Yeah.
Yes. But if you ask those questions, I fucking hate Jews, dude. I can't believe you.
Yeah.
No, hold
it's
on.
So
a minute.
Weird, dude.
It is weird, dude. It is super fucking weird. You know what I mean? And it's very much the like Dave Chappelle, you know, well, you people.
Yeah.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you fucking goyim? And you're like, whoa. And they're like, yeah, goyim. I was like, people just start coming out, call you goyims.
Yeah. And you're like, dude,
you should take half his shit right now.
You know what I mean? And it's insane that it's causing that much division within communities that we felt were kind of standing solid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like this is kind of separating the men from the boys. Like, if you can't be logical and discuss this shit and answer some questions that we might have, then I'm not the fascist.
Yeah.
I'm not the Nazi, dude. Me and all these other Jews protesting Israel are not the fucking Nazis. Just because people are questioning Israel does not mean they support Hamas.
Yeah.
Those guys can go suck a bag of dicks too. You know what I mean?
Also, two things with that, and we should probably wrap the show here. Nazis, based on the definition of what they told you the Nazis were, right? That's that's the definition, right? We're talking about of that specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people who are actual white supremacists and hate minorities and believe in all that,
right,
they bought the story that was sold of that group.
Yeah. Dum-dums. Right?
Big dum-dums. But then, out of all that, it's like, why is it that people don't realize that the people who disagree with the narrative that is pushed by both sides, mm-hmm, you get put into camps?
Right.
Right? And then, like, the level up from that is if something happens, air quotes, to that guy, we're all going to agree to protect that guy because he allows us to do it down here.
Yeah.
Where we play.
Right.
It's like a mutual destruction.
Yeah.
Like, if we don't save them, we don't have the funds to do what we were going to do. So even if they are being organically, genuinely attacked by terrorists, or if they were agent provocateurs,
yeah,
or if they willingly knew it was going to happen and let it happen,
mm-hmm,
like shutting down the Iron Dome,
yeah, not sending air support for over 2 hours.
There was a video that a lady did who was an Israeli.
Yeah, she's IDF, right?
Yeah, she's a former IDF of 25 years. Still a little darker, mm-hmm, right? You see where I'm going with a little darker complexion.
Mm-hmm.
But
a lot of sun out there. You need all the melanin you can get, dude.
Yeah, because still probably Ashkenazi,
mm-hmm,
right? But still Khazarian.
Yeah.
Parts of it, but like, she still has like the original Hebrew in her.
Right.
That was infiltrated and then mated with by the Khazarians to eventually get lighter and lighter.
Yeah.
Right. You got to breed out for generations. So she asked those questions. And one of the questions was, which I didn't even, like, I remember kind of hearing about it, but they have like ground penetrating wires all around, mm-hmm, the border of Israel.
Yeah, it's a giant sensor array.
Yeah, it's a giant sensor array. So any kind of running movement will set it off. She's like, it's so sensitive that fucking rabbits set it off.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's guard towers fucking everywhere.
Yeah, and the military is ready.
Yeah, like even Charlie Kirk mentioned, you can't walk through Gaza without bumping into a military-aged man with some sort of fucking rifle on his shoulder, uh-huh, ready to fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like they didn't know it was going to happen.
Exactly.
At the very least, like Alex Jones always used to say, and I know he's probably like, he's kind of a protector of that club sometimes, yeah, but he even said that like for 9/11, at the very least, NORAD stood down.
Yeah.
which is true,
mm-hmm.
which shows some level of involvement. And again, remember, we're just the pawns, but because we're doing this, we're like the pawns that are starting to turn around.
Yeah, we made it to the end of the board.
Yeah, and like we're realizing what's happening behind us.
Yeah.
And then we're still asking like, okay, we're finally starting to realize what's going on. Some of us have been in it for a long time, so we're not fooled anymore. We're trying to help others see that. But now we're starting to get to the stage of where we're at of, well, we're still on a board.
Yeah, but you've seen both sides already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's like, so then what's above us? Who's above us? Like, who's above us directly?
Yeah, who's moving the pieces?
Yeah, who's moving the pieces? Right? So questioning the official narrative of the fucking media for both sides.
Yeah, yeah. Which, by the way, for the conspiracy community, for people to all of a sudden go, well, this is what the news is saying. Dude, eat my dick, okay? Because if you're believing that and you want to be a part of this community, then you're fucking totally lost.
Yeah.
We've already told you, don't believe fucking videos and pictures and shit that you see on the internet. Because now we're starting to see these videos and pictures to be proven to be either altered or AI generated or just completely fucking false.
Or from
taken from something else. Yeah. For years, we're seeing pictures of children fucking screaming, crying, covered in rubble that were from fucking Syria in 2013.
Yeah.
Okay. We've seen the media do it before when they talked about how the military was lighting up all these fucking people in like Libya. And it turned out it was at a gun festival in Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're seeing all this shit, all these people are buying into it, including all these conservative fucking influencers. And now we have people in the conspiracy community who are eating that up too. This is an emotional reaction. You guys got to check your shit, take a step back and question both sides, because now you're getting caught up in the bullshit. Yeah. It's working on you. You thought you were immune to it. And it's fucking working on you.
Yeah. While you're taking bites out of the red pill, they snuck a big old suppository.
Yeah, right in the back door.
When you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And it's starting to take effect because it was higher milligrams for you.
Exactly. So if you're backing one side or the other, regardless, and you have posts on your social media that say question everything, remove them.
Yeah.
Roll them up as tight as you can, as fucking tight as you can, and shove them up your own ass, because you're not questioning everything. You've picked a side and that's who you're riding with.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is what the weird thing. Let's close with this. So again, if you listen to the episode before this one, it's talking about the screen record.
Right.
And when she was talking to me in the group chat, or the DMs, I guess is what it is. And she was saying that, like, you people don't even know what's going on here.
You did. And she did hit you with a you people.
And I like you're just talking about. And I was like, yeah, do you mean Goyim?
Yeah.
I was like, is that what you meant? And she goes, no, that's not what I meant. I meant people who aren't living out here. And I said, okay. And she goes, you just don't even know the history of what's going on. And I was like, I'm going to be quite honest. I don't think you know your history.
Yeah.
And then I started hitting her with the Khazarians and that in territory.
Yeah, first of all, you asked her if she's Ashkenazi.
Yeah, because I asked her if she was Ashkenazi. She goes, no, I'm Hasidic. And yeah. I said, oh, okay, well.
why are the Hasidics protesting?
Yeah. Really? Well, then I said, you don't understand like your ancestry, right? Like, I don't mean this in a negative way. You are not the original Hebrew. You're saying Jewish or Israeli. I'm not doubting that that's where you live or have lived. Right. But your lineage is not what you are claiming it to be. Mm-hmm. So you don't get to tell me that if I have a problem with that, I'm a bad person.
Right.
And I told her all that. And she goes, I'm not talking about territories or history. I'm talking about the pictures of the dead babies. I'm talking about the invasion of the musical festival. And I was like, what?
I'm talking about raping and murdering of women and children. Yeah.
And she sent me five. That's what
they want you to react.
Yeah. She sent me five photos, right?
Yeah.
One of them was the fake AI one I saw hours before that.
Yeah.
And a random person that I had come, because remember, I commented from my own personal page.
Right.
Sends me this stuff. and starts telling me all this. And I was like, listen, agree to disagree. I don't agree with you. And you're starting to say some really horrible shit. Because yeah. I asked her about white phosphorus, and I asked her if your government told the people of Gaza, you have to get out in 24 hours to
evacuate. Egypt. Head to Egypt through this pass.
Yeah.
Or knowing Egypt had already shut their border to them.
Yeah. And they went, or you're going to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a very fair trade-off.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know, man. Kind of lost my train of thought there, too.
Well, dude, it's like you said, it's draining.
It is draining.
Because you're trying to defend yourself asking questions.
Oh, I was talking to a chick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought there. But, so she's like, I don't care about that. I'm talking about this. So she sends, so then she sends me these photos. One of them I already figured out is fake. We've already confirmed that. Like, it's all right, stamp next, right?
Yeah.
And I told her that. So I asked her about the white phosphorus and then Egypt denying them, right? Getting glassed.
Yeah.
And she goes, yes, we are doing that.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
And then she goes, she calls me four times.
Yeah. She tried to fucking video call you.
Yeah. She tried to call me four times. I deny it. She goes, please answer. And I go, no, please stop calling me. This is strange.
This is insane. Yeah.
And then she goes, oh my gosh. Ha ha ha. You're because I told her that, hold on. I got to do it one more time for the end of the show. I told her that.
Right.
Never happened to you. So not a true thing.
Right. Well, dude, whether they think that happened that way or not, it's the same way I feel about black folks going after reparations.
Yeah.
Dude, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
My great grandmother was born into slavery. I get it.
I see what you did there. That was clever.
Right?
That ship has sailed.
Yes. And it was called the Amistad. Hey-o!
Wasn't Plymouth Rock.
Like, my life might not have been the fucking best, but it was far better than my great grandmother's at my age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do I think that the current government owes me anything? Listen, dude, I'm fine if they just fucking give up the tax scheme already and let me fucking spend my money.
Yeah. Just let me spend the fake shit. I'm good with that.
Like, that's fine. Yeah. Just let me give me this fucking script and let me go spend that at the company store. You know what I mean? But like, I feel the same way when Jews are like, H word. You know, and you're like, dude, come on. Both of us have grown up in the time of the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we have to fucking move on at some point.
Right.
You know what I mean? But we cannot let it go. And that's why these things are safe words for different cultures, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like you said, dude, it's draining because that girl doing shit like that, like, now you want to call me? For what? Yeah. You're not going to change my mind. I still have questions about this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm currently Steven Crowdering you.
Yeah.
Back before he got his check cleared.
Yeah, exactly. Before that shit hit the bank. The strange part, it's all fucking strange. But the strange part is how passionate they are. Like you said, when you're like, so they're bombing these people after they told them, like, you have so much time, and then they wait like 10 hours and then go after them. Yeah, we're doing that. And we're going to keep doing it. And you're like, nobody finds that shit kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you guys told me my mind was going to be warped because I played Grand Theft Auto.
Right. And I'm the one going, hey, the fucking family of six, like, they probably deserve a fair chance if you told them, hey, time to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, dude, it's so fucking bizarre what's happening right now.
Very, very.
So bizarre. It's the strangest time in history, dude. And as for millennials, like, we're just kind of rolling with the punches, dude.
Yeah.
We've been here before.
This is the Holy Roman Empire 2.4.
Yeah. We were there for fucking, you know, the dope ass 90s, and then they're like, that's all you get, because we're gonna fuck everything up.
Not here for a long time, just here for a good time. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
hell yeah. And we just keep going, hey, at least we got the 90s, baby. Right? They're like, Y2K, hey, world's going to end. We're like, man, that's cool. We had the 90s, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, 9/11, you're like, fuck, man, remember the 90s when you didn't have to take your shoes off to fly anywhere?
Your family could, like, go to the gate with you?
Yeah, they could see your plane leave from the window next to your gate, you know? And then it's like, fucking, oh, we're invading the Middle East because of what Arabs did. And here's the thing. This was one thing before we wrap up the show. This is one distinction between 9/11 and now that I wanted to make. Right after 9/11, dude, how gung-ho was every boy in the country? I'm going to join the service. I'm going to be a Marine. I'm going to be a fucking whatever.
I was like that for 6 years.
Dude, and then you start questioning the narrative and you start uncovering some things and you start to realize your government's a giant piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
So now we're here and they're having that same knee-jerk reaction emotionally that we had during 9/11. Except we're so far removed that we know there's fucking something behind the smoke screen. And we're just waiting for it to clear out because this shit don't smell right. We've already seen it. You know what I mean? It was just wrapped in red, white, and blue at the time.
Yeah.
And here we are and fucking we're now going, oh, we know this one. We saw the sequel or we saw the prequel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now people are like, no. No, this is not like that. You need to support them, you know? And it's like, no, dude, we already know how this shit ends. You send a bunch of fucking people to die for you, and then we spend another fucking 20 years there and watch all these fucking people just get mowed down, treated like shit, you know, service members blowing their own brains out when they get home because they can't stand seeing the shit that's going on over there.
Yeah.
Here we are, dude.
Yeah.
One off.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy because all that stuff, people have still seem to have, like, they've figured it out.
Yeah.
No, you haven't. And we're not saying we have. We're not saying that, like,
we're trying to.
Yeah. Like, we're trying to figure it out because what we're saying is not that we agree with one side or the other. We're saying is, let's go back and see if we can figure out why this is happening this way, because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
So if we get to question everything else, but not that, it's weird. It's fucking weird.
It is weird.
So let's ask why that is.
Yeah.
And as soon as you start to have that knee-jerk, visceral reaction, just like what we saw with 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, brown people had it bad.
Hell yeah.
Back then. You've been fooled again.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to be better than that.
Yeah.
You know? And I see what people are posting about it. Mm-hmm. And I see what people who follow even our Instagram, and mm-hmm. I presume show, are liking about it. And I'm like, yo, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought we had the same kind of playbook here.
Hmm.
And they called an audible, and then you decided to put on a different jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is only halftime.
Yeah.
Their Gatorade tastes different than ours. You know what I mean? They have Flavorade and jumpsuits over there. And I'm talking again, this is like pawn level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not talking about like the politicians who are trying to sell it to you. Right. Yeah. Because, you know, I would even say like some of the mid-level pieces,
mm-hmm.
like I put it in my book, I talk about this. They would be even be like your influencers too. But the same, if you know, depending on how you look at it, they're just pawns too.
Right.
Like they think they're like,
yeah, oh, they are. Yeah. They give them a certain level of comfortability. Right. And
dude, it's Black Mirror, that episode when that you had to go on that dancing show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you had to be able to sing, dance, or fuck.
Right.
And you can get out of your
coins
box
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. To get out of your box.
And the dude like goes on this crazy rampage, gets out of his little box, and he's in a way bigger box, but it has like a shower and a bed and a TV.
Yeah.
Like you have more luxuries.
Right.
But you're still in a fucking box.
Yeah.
It's the same shit, man.
Box. Yeah, that's
what's
all
the biggest
happening.
Box is what we're at, what we're we're asking here. Who's
exactly
who's playing the game?
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I think a lot of people in our community who are you know, who picked a side one way or the other, probably a good 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months from now, it's gonna kick them right in the ass and they're gonna go, fuck. You know what I mean? What was I saying? Why did I do that? You know what I mean? Not because they pick the wrong side per se, but because they're going to understand that both sides are playing a role, you know, and you're over here willing to fucking lay it down for people that truly don't give a fuck about you. So why not ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, on that note, wrap it here.
Wrap it up.
That was an episode.
Heck yeah.
All right.
We'll see how long it stays up, huh?
Yeah. I wonder what the comment section will look like.
Oh, it's going to be a mess, dude.
Think so?
Could be. Well, maybe not for our show.
Maybe, yeah.
But who knows? We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week, or we might not.
We might not.
Yeah. I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
We'll see you next week. I don't know, maybe. Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll find out.
Never know.